I've got great news. They're bringing back the Masked Detective.
That's nice, Pop. Where was he?
It's a radio show I used to listen to when I was a sprout. Back before the war. How's about we all head up to my room and listen to it together?
Oh, gee, Pop, that old radio stuff is so boring.
It's not boring. You just have to use your imagination. How about you, Dee Dee? Action, adventure.
It sounds very exciting, Pop, but I have to, repot some dirt. I mean, some flowers. Maybe next time.
Sure. Kids, we're gonna listen to the Masked Detective. Gotta wait for the tubes to warm up. Angelica, you watch these pups while I dig out my old Junior Snooper kit.
I wonder where he keeps the candy. Malted milk balls!
So that's where my Maltese got to. Okay, kids, one for everybody.
One? I eat more chocolate than this for breakfast.
And after this message, we'll return with tonight's episode, The Case of the Stolen Rocket Pellets.
I remember that one. Madame Evil and her gang want to steal Professor Oldenheimer's secret rocket pellets. If the Masked Detective can't stop her, it'll be the end of the world as we know it. There he is, the Masked Detective.
Who's he?
He's the one who goes into the dark underbelly of the big city to track down the bad guys. And look, there's the worst crook of them all, Madame Evil.
Madame Evil? What does she do?
She's a crook. She takes things that don't belong to her.
You mean when you're grown up, you can get a job doing that?
Boy, this really brings back the memories. The whole family waiting for the show to start. Us kids right up front. Grandpa in the back, on his rocker. Usually fell asleep, the old... Yes, you have.
Well, that was interesting. Now let's eat the rest of those Maltese.
Yeah! But you guys, Grandpa said we could only have one apiece.
So what? Who's gonna stop us?
I am!
And now, the Masked Detective.
What are you supposed to be?
The Masked Defective.
You don't look like the Masked Defective.
Yeah, he was 100 feet tall.
And he didn't have a diaper on.
I'm doing the best I can, you guys. Somebody's got to stop Angelica.
Oh, I'm really scared. Now where are those Maltese?
Right here, and you'll never get them.
Oh, yeah? Let's get them.
Chucky, catch!
I knew Madame Evil would stop at nothing to get Professor Oldenheimer's rocket pellets. Break any law. Bust down any door.
Open this door!
No!
And now the only man standing in her way was my client.
Oh, Madame Evil, hi.
Where are those Maltese?
Oh, never mind. Just get out of the way.
Phil, Lil, tear this place apart.
From my window, I saw my client headed towards my office. As he passed the statue of Professor Oldenheimer, I could see that Chucky
was scared. Scarier than I'd ever seen him, and that was really scared. Phew, I made it. Here. Nice wood, Chuck.
We gotta hide it quick. I put the Maltese inside it.
Oh, so this is the Maltese woodchuck.
You gotta help me, Masked Defective. Madame Evil's gonna find out any minute that I took the Maltese from Professor Oldenheimer's house.
You're right, Chuck. We've gotta hide. hide this woodchuck where she can't get her sticky hands on it. This should keep it safe.
Is there room for me in there? Madame Evil!
So, the Maltese are in the woodchuck. Give it to me.
Over my dead's putty! Come on, Chucky! We'd better split up. That way she can't catch both of us.
But how will we find each other again?
We'll meet at Rick's juice bar just before bedtime, then go to Oldie Times from there.
Bedtime, right. Will somebody read me a story?
There they are. Hello, Chucky. All right, you. Spill the milk. Where's the mass defective?
I'll never tell. I may be a scaredy cat, but I'm no telltale.
We'll see just how brave you are, Chucky. Phil?
Okay. I'll tell.
The toast was clear. And all I had to do was wait for Chucky. In the meantime, I thought I'd have a bottle.
Mind if I join ya, Mass Defective?
Well, what are you doing here? I thought you were Madame Evil's bestest friend now.
I was, but now Philip fights with her all the time and he won't fight with me anymore. Can I be your bestest friend?
So maybe I don't think too good when it comes to girls. Call me a sucker for a pink bow. I thought it was juice, but somehow she slipped me the warm milk. Before I knew it, it was nap time for me.
Sucker.
I thought Lil was my friend, but she threw me away like a used diaper. The key was gone. Man and Evil was gonna get those Maltese unless I could get there first. I stood up, but my legs felt like jello, the red kind, not the green kind with bananas that I like.
Finally, the Maltese are within my grasp.
Not so fast, Man and Evil.
You? I thought we'd put you to bed.
Well, it looks like you forgot to tuck me in. Now get away from that safe.
Too late, Mass Defective. It's empty! Woodchuck.
Chucking wood?
Oh, wise baby, eh? Well, I'm gonna do whatever I have to do to get it out of you, and it isn't going to tickle.
No, you're not!
Well, I thought you were my bestest friend.
I was, until I gave Mass Defective the warm milk. He was so cute, sleeping like a baby.
He is a baby.
Well, it's me and Mass Defective now, and if you lay a finger on him, I'll tell my mommy.
You dirty double flosser.
Thanks, Lil. Where are the Maltese?
I took them out before I gave the key to Madame Eva. Come on, Mass Defective. Run away with me. We can eat all the Maltese together.
Sorry, Lil. I like chocolate as much as the next baby. But rules are rules. And kids who break those rules end up doing hard time out.
Well, I'm not going to the big playhouse without a fight. Get him, Phil.
Okay, Lil. Put down that finger and give her some Maltese, or I'll tell my mommy.
Phil, we have the same mommy.
Yeah.
Besides, you got something in your nose.
Would you? Good work, Lil. Drop it, Phil, or I'll tell my mommy.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. None of you dumb babies can talk to grown-ups anyway.
Oops.
Oh, yeah.
Now give me those Maltese.
Was breathing down my diaper. There was nowhere to go but up.
Help!
work, Sprouts. I was looking for these. Maltese, we used to call them.
Oh, hi, Deed. You feeling guilty, too?
Oh, I started thinking about him all alone up here.
What do you say we go in and give him a little company?
What's wrong, Chucky?
I was trying to get an animal cracker.
Are they all gone?
No, that's the problem. There's too many of them. I'd like to get a nice monkey or a zebra, but it's dark in there and I might get a tiger or something scary like that.
That's the fun of it, Chucky. You don't know what you're gonna get till you get it.
It's not fun for me.
Okay, Cynthia, where are those abdominals?
What? Hungry already?
Oh, but your restaurant is only 2 blocks away. How could they get lost for an hour?
And Didi, Cynthia wants a hot dog for lunch. And 100 cookies.
No cookies right now, Angelica. We've ordered a pizza and it's going to be here any minute. I hope. Honey, before you give Spike his bath, would you take Tommy a bottle of juice?
Sure thing, Dee.
Are you sure it's okay to eat this?
It's all natural.
I wish I had a bottle.
Quit whining. Your dad's about to bring you some juice, like anybody would ever bring me anything.
Here you go, champ. Hydrate in good health.
Wow! That's amazing!
No, I think it's apple.
I mean, didn't you see what just happened? How did you do that, Angelica?
Do what?
You said Tommy was gonna get a bottle and then he got it. How did you know?
I just... have magical powers.
Really?
Sure. I can predict the future. I'm a psycho.
If you're really a psycho, predict something else.
Okay. I predict that,
see, she was just faking.
Ah! Wait, I see something cheesy.
Is it between my toes?
No, it's, a pizza.
Pizza? Where?
It's on the moon. No, it's in the Pacific Ocean. No, wait, it's here!
Finally.
Okay, who will be next to unravel the miseries of the future?
Me!
No, me!
I can tell you what will happen today, tomorrow, even the next day, for I am the great Angelico, your psycho friend.
Chucky, this is dumb. She can't predict the future. Now, come on, let's go play in the sandbox.
Just wait a minute. Oh, great Angelico. Should I go play in the sandbox with Tommy?
That's a tough question. I'll have to check my Cisco ball. Uh-oh.
What?
I predict that if you play in the sandbox, you will get sand in your pants.
No!
Chucky, I got a diaper rash and it doesn't bother me.
Now, Phil, Lil, maybe you'd like to know who's going to have the most candy when you grow up.
Yeah! I will!
Wait!
Well, you're not fooling me, Angelica. You don't know about the future. You just want to make everyone feel bad and get their stuff and stuff.
Tommy, you got me all wrong. I'm just a humble serpent.
Hey, guys, I say we all go outside and play with our toys instead of giving them to Angelica.
Fine. I only wanted to help. That's why before you go, I wish you'd let me warn you guys about Spike.
What about Spike?
Well, you don't believe in me, so I guess you'll just have to melt.
Melt? Oh, what do you mean, melt?
Poor doggy. Out there in the hot sun.
Dogs don't melt when it's hot.
They do when they've turned into snowmen.
Spike's not a snowman.
You wanna bet? Spike! Spike!
Spike! He's melted!
Hurry, guys, we gotta save him!
I'll get him!
I am the great Angelica. Everybody has to do everything I say. I can have anything I... Uh-oh.
Hi, come on in. We're just about to watch the video of Stu's knee surgery.
I hope you got a few slices of that pizza left, Eaters. Brought my own tapas.
And I baked some cookies.
I thought Spike was the one who needed a bath.
Let's eat.
Hurry, you guys!
Hey, babies! I got good news!
What is it, Angelica? Is Spike going to be okay?
Yup. You've saved Spike from melting.
Yay!
That's the good news. The bad news is you're all going to turn into bugs.
What?
Oh, great!
What kind?
Slimy ones with feelers.
But I don't want to turn into a bug!
Sorry, I know it's kind of sudden.
But Angelica, I don't feel slimy.
That's the first sign. You feel completely normal, then whoosh! You're an inch high and birds are feeding into their babies.
Well, there's got to be some way to keep us from turning into bugs.
Well, I'd like to help you guys. Let me see. I can almost see it. Almost. I'm sorry, my little babies. I'm just too weak. If only I had some cookies. Oh, well. Maybe you guys should hide under the refrigerator so your dads don't smush you by accident.
There must be more cookies somewhere.
Actually, I shouldn't tell you this, but,
This is where they went under the patella and hit that vein. Watch how the nurse keels over like a rotten log.
Oh, look at that spurt!
Hurry, Tommy! I think I'm starting to grow more legs! Don't turn into a bug now, Chucky! You're the tallest!
At least it wouldn't be so heavy!
Oh, Tommy, please hurry! I think you're starting to grow wings!
Don't move, you guys!
Ow, you're hurting my feelers!
Chucky, watch out!
Why did you step on me, Phil? I'm not a bug yet. If you turn into a bugger for me, I'm gonna eat you.
Please, babies, there's no time for fighting now. You've gotta get those cookies before you get all hairy and gross.
Somebody push me.
Can I get anybody else a slice?
Grab one for Howard there, dude. His cholesterol count's too low.
Tommy, you got to!
If you don't, the great Angelica won't be able to help!
you guys understand? We used to be happy before we know the future. Now, Chucky, you won't go in the sandbox, and Phil and Lil, you're arguing about stuff that hasn't even happened yet. I say we just turn into bugs and go back to being happy.
I guess we could be happy being bugs.
Maybe we'll turn into butterflies.
Well, fine. If you babies want to be bugs, that's okay with me. I'll get those cookies myself.
I don't think you should do that, Angelica.
Why not?
Because if you do, you're going to get hit with a pizza.
You think you're a psycho now? Don't make me laugh. There's nothing up there but cookies!
Oh, Angelica, what have you done?
Now we're going to have to give her a bath. Have we got something to scrape that cheese out of her hair?
Wow, Toby, that was amazing. You predicted that the pizza would hit Angelica, and it did.
What's your next prediction, Tommy?
I predict we're all going to go play in the sandbox and have fun. You still scared about not knowing what's going to happen, Chucky?
Yeah, I figure, baby, we're not supposed to know about that stuff. So from now on, I make my own predictions.
It's not so bad.